A lot of things happening as we get through the tail end of January and into the month of February at the Findlay Hancock County Public Library. And Executive Director Sarah Clevedens is with us. First of all, Winter Read continues.
Read continues until February 1st. Okay. So what better to do on a really cold day
but exactly.
Cuddle up with a good book. Exactly. It's not too late to register.
And by the way, we have talked, if you don't want to go out, go to the library. Mm-hmm. Get it. I get it. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't want to go out if I didn't have to either. You can actually check out books online. You can,
absolutely.
Don't even have to visit the library.
Libby app or Hoopla. All you need is your library card, and it's easy to find something to read from the comfort of your home.
All set to go. And those things count for Winter Read as
absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. There are lots of prizes that are still involved. You got a big prize at the end of Winter Read?
There's several different large prizes people can choose to enter for, and then there's completion prizes for all ages.
Awesome. So put your snow day or your cold day to a good use today, finishing up Winter Read. That ends up on the 1st, right?
Yes.
Okay. The big thing that's coming up, though, at the library, you're going to be closed for a couple of days at the beginning of the month to finish up these renovations that have been going on for quite a while.
It does feel like forever, doesn't it? So first, we'll thank everyone for their patience as we work through this next phase, because we know it's going to be a little chaotic at the library for a couple of weeks. Starting on Monday, the Children's Department, the Media Services Department, and Genealogy will be closed to our patrons for 2 weeks.
Okay.
We are carpeting and painting in those areas, as well as rearranging some of the collections.
Okay.
Now I know when the grocery store does that, I get as mad as the next person when I can't find what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Please know we didn't make that decision lightly. We worked with the State Library of Ohio for a space planning study, and then with a library furnishing company to see how we could utilize the shelving we had in different ways to really make the best use of the space we have available.
And maximize the potential of the room.
Absolutely,
that you have.
Yes.
So it's the children's section and genealogy that are going to be closed,
and media.
And that will be beginning Monday?
That'll begin Monday.
So you have a couple of days to get there and get whatever materials you want to tide you over for the next couple of weeks.
You do. And you can still, during that time, you can still go online to our catalog and place things on hold.
Okay.
Our staff should still be able to get into those collections and retrieve materials.
Okay.
There may be small bits that are inaccessible even to us at various points throughout that. But the whole project's going to move really quickly. I mean, 2 weeks to recarpet and repaint in all of those areas, as well as rearranging all of those collections.
Mm-hmm. And you actually have a couple of days where you will be closed.
That's correct. February 3rd and 4th, we will be closed. Okay. Those 2 days, we're doing some work on the flooring in the stairway in the atrium area, mm-hmm. and also recarpeting and circulation.
Okay. So keeping those dates in mind. And for the benefit, let's go back and recap all of the changes that have been made and are, as you were mentioning, yet to come here.
Sure. So about a year ago, we moved our circulation desk, mm-hmm. Which really opened up that entryway into the library, made for some more efficient use of space for us, for our staff work areas. We moved our Read for Life office upstairs into the former circulation workroom at that time, which gave us an additional meeting room on the lower level. That's now our younger room, and actually where Vita will be doing taxes through the United Way program here in February, March, April. So then we'll be rearranging the youth department here in the next couple of weeks. We're actually reorienting the direction of the shelves to increase our sight lines.
Okay.
Children's will wind up with a bit more shelving space than it has now, which it really needs.
Mm-hmm.
The teen collection will be moving closer to the children's collection. Our staff that are experts in the teen material all work out of that children's department. And so it just makes sense to have that staff closer to that collection.
Mm-hmm.
Media services, the movies, the DVDs, and the CDs are going to be moving into the room where genealogy is now. So they'll have this dedicated room that is just media services.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be replacing the current reference desk and the current media services desk with one joint circular information point for our patrons.
Okay.
And then the genealogy collection will be going where the teen collection currently is, kind of near our public PCs.
Okay. So it's going to seem like a whole new library.
It is. And lots of color. We're so excited to get some color on the walls and the floor and the carpet.
Yeah. Terrific stuff. So again, Pardon our dust while all of the finishing touches are done. But this will be it then. Once the next couple of weeks is you're through that, then everything will be complete.
We are so ready to be completed and done and just enjoy the spaces.